You are listening to a summary of How to Begin, a book by Michael Bungay Stanier. Answer the call to your inspiration and start working on your worthy goal, one that excites you but also slightly terrifies you, one that fulfills you but also gives more than it takes. In this practical and compelling text, author and entrepreneur Michael Bungay Stanier offers his How to Begin process to help you jumpstart your journey. His sensible advice and easy-to-follow exercises guide you as you work toward your goal, but also help you pinpoint what might be holding you back from crossing the finish line. Let Stanier challenge you to unlock your greatness. Okay, here's the first takeaway. Unlock your ambitions to make a difference in your life and in the world around you. Happiness seldom comes from obtaining status and financial success. Mostly, it comes from living a full life and doing things that matter. Tap into your ambitions and stretch your capabilities to take on worthwhile challenges. Channel your talents and ambitions to enhance not just your life, but also those of others. For example, chair a team dedicated to a worthy project, discover a new technology, start a podcast, or volunteer in your community. Directing your ambition proves difficult without having a clear idea about how to start. You need a reliable process, one that helps you clarify your goals, however big or small, and commit to achieving them. The How to Begin process offers you practical and reliable steps that help you, first, set a worthy goal that excites you but also positively serves the bigger community. Second, commit to your goal but also recognize the risks and sacrifices you make. And third, cross the threshold by starting small, envisioning yourself at your best, and engaging others on your journey. All right, time for the next takeaway. Set a worthy goal that is deserving of your time, attention, and energy. You have limited time in your life to make a difference, so define your worthy goal and ensure it rates high with these three qualities. First, thrilling. When you consider this idea or project, you get excited because it resonates with you. You think, I want, and not I should. Second, important. Your idea contributes to others around you, either on a small scale, such as improving a relationship with someone, or in a large one, such as starting an organization. And third, daunting. While this idea excites you, it also stretches your talents and capabilities, pushing you to work outside your comfort zone. Don't settle for 2 out of 3. For example, an important and daunting goal that doesn't excite you lacks the stimulation you need to sustain it, while a thrilling and important goal may not present the challenge you need. To help yourself see opportunities, classify your goal in relation to the following dimensions. First, sphere. Does it involve work, a team or organization, for example, or not work, like family or a community? Second, scale. How broad or narrow is its influence? For example, with a work project, does it affect one team or the entire organization? And the third dimension is class. What is the context? Does your goal relate to other projects, people, or behaviors, or some combination of these? Even if you don't feel ready yet, write a short statement, a first draft, of your worthy goal, describing your purpose at a high level. Don't aim for perfection at this stage. Revise and expand on your stated goal later. Great, let's now hear the third takeaway. Build on your worthy goal's first draft by getting feedback and measuring its feasibility. Examine your first draft and get feedback by doing the following. First, talk your idea through with someone close to you, such as a spouse, a best friend, or a sibling. This person knows you the best and can assess you and your idea with a perceptive and insightful viewpoint. Second, ask yourself for whose sake you're doing the project. Does your goal bring you personal satisfaction, or do others benefit from it as well? And third, analyze your idea using the Goldilocks zone test. If your idea is too big, too small, or does it feel just right in its scope, size, and difficulty? Will you be able to follow through? Make another attempt at your draft to give it more concrete direction. Using verbs to describe your intent more accurately creates a more actionable project. If your first draft already includes a verb, ensure it illustrates the real challenge you envision. For example, you might change "stop being CEO," which doesn't tell the full story, to "manage the transition out of the CEO role," which more aptly describes the objective. Strengthen your draft with actionable verbs such as launch, write, build, organize, or dismantle. Okay, we've reached takeaway number four. Finalize your worthy goal draft by measuring if it's truly thrilling, important, and daunting. To ensure your goal's draft meets the challenge, use the voting test, ranking your draft against the three criteria thrilling, important, and daunting, each on a scale of 7. For example, if your worthy goal expands on something you've done before, you might rank it 4 out of 7 for thrilling. If you see your challenge as critically important for yourself and those around you, rate it 7 out of 7. Tally these ratings. If your total score is lower than 18, add zing to your statement. Consider the following areas to increase focus and energize your worthy goal. First, spell out the level of commitment, or the time and energy you're willing to devote to it. For example, a few hours a week or full time. Second, specify a time for completion, such as next month or within a year. Third, expand on the quality of the deliverable, such as professional or handmade, extraordinary, or good enough. And finally, detail your desired outcome. For example, for book sales, you might choose simply profitable or bestseller. Continue to revise your goal with additional considerations. Once you feel your worthy goal statement captures the essence of the challenge, begin to commit to your goal. Okay, time for another takeaway. Reflect on previous false starts and current behaviors that may hinder your progress. When undertaking new challenges, consider how you have approached big goals in the past. Reflecting on previous false starts will help you identify why you made little or no progress. Perhaps you listened to others telling you to stop, you lost interest, you didn't know whom to ask for help, or you didn't see immediate progress and got discouraged. Also consider current behaviors that hinder you from achieving your worthy goal. These include actions that take time and energy away from your efforts, such as relaxing your standards so your goals feel less significant, committing to other projects causing you to put your goal on hold, or over-researching to the point of inaction. Don't forget to examine behaviors that you don't demonstrate, such as not attending conferences or not giving yourself adequate timeframes for completion. Analyzing these behaviors for clues and patterns allows you to move forward with clarity. Now for the sixth takeaway. Recognize the human tendency to favor the status quo. Most people tend to favor the status quo, but what are the consequences of not changing? Much like a cost-benefit analysis, weigh the pros and cons of keeping the status quo. First, ask yourself what you gain when you forego this opportunity to challenge yourself. Then, look for patterns to see what these prizes reveal about you. For example, by not committing, you have more control in your life, you have time for other projects, and you don't risk failing. Next, weigh the costs of accepting the status quo. You lose an opportunity to see the big project through to the end, to realize your full potential, or even to master a new skill. Beyond your personal punishments, also consider what others might lose, such as learning from what you and others on your project have to share. Now, measure the pros against the cons. If you lean toward the status quo, you might want to re-examine the prizes and punishments to change the balance, or recast your goal to make it more enticing. Okay, let's move on. Here's the seventh takeaway. Consider the personal qualities you will enhance, but also the risks you take when pursuing your worthy goal. Committing to your challenging goal yields additional benefits to you personally. External benefits include potential financial gain, positive reviews or notoriety, and internal benefits include the chance to nurture basic human needs, such as affection, freedom, and identity, and to enhance personal qualities with which you resonate, such as generosity, adventure, leadership, or insight. Realizing both your external and internal gains through this challenge will help you unlock your potential, spark personal growth, and achieve your best. Yet with any new adventure, you also make sacrifices. Perhaps you no longer have time for certain activities or community work. You might risk experiencing disappointment if your project fails. Weighing the benefits and risks will give you feedback on where you stand. All right, we've reached the eighth takeaway. Take small steps forward by testing frequently to ensure your plan is solid. When you invest your time and energy into a worthy goal, you want to give yourself assurances and dodge some of the hurdles you could encounter. Doing plenty of testing and collecting and analyzing data allows you to take logical next steps towards your goal. Consider these three commonly used testing strategies. First, remember the times when you've been at your best to help you realistically measure risks. Recalling how you successfully handled challenges and navigated similar scenarios in the past psychologically prepares you for the future. Second, launch small-scale experiments that test your assumptions. Learn from the experiments to understand how much time and money you'll need or whether you need to pivot. The test may also effectively gauge your excitement. And the third strategy is commit to a practice. Repeat small experiments and recognize your progress. For example, if you plan to write a book and you test spending 10 minutes per day writing, stretch the 10 minutes over time to see if you have the discipline and focus to follow through. As you venture forward, you will have moments where you doubt yourself. Remember your best self to push through these anxieties. At the same time, try the this not that tool, where you use simple descriptions to recall your best performances in your past. For example, consider how, in meetings, you performed well when you were calm, not reactive, or on successful projects, you felt energized, not burdened. Create your own list that amplifies your emotions at your peak and use these when you feel discouraged. Now for the ninth and final takeaway. Use your support system and determine who should join you on your journey and who shouldn't. You need other people to support you. First, find out who shouldn't join you on your journey, such as those who take more than they give or make you move forward with trepidation. Leave behind anyone who makes achieving your worthy goal harder than it already is. Conversely, surround yourself with a collection of supporters who will help you make a difference in achieving your worthy goal. The steady warrior stands by you through thick and thin. The healer encourages you when things turn sideways and coaches you to strive for your best self. The teacher offers guidance, insight, and logic to help you see through any obscurities. The visionary pushes you to reach for more than you think you can accomplish. And the challenger teasingly disrupts you to push you off the comfortable path. That was a summary of How to Begin, a book by Michael Bungay Stanier. Let's just hear those 9 takeaways one more time. Takeaway 1. Unlock your ambition to make a difference in your life and in the world around you. Takeaway 2. Set a worthy goal that is deserving of your time, attention, and energy. The third takeaway, build on your worthy goal's first draft by getting feedback and measuring its feasibility. Takeaway 4. Finalize your worthy goal draft by measuring if it's truly thrilling, important, and daunting. Takeaway 5. Reflect on previous false starts and current behaviors that may hinder your progress. Takeaway 6. Recognize the human tendency to favor the status quo. Takeaway 7. Consider the personal qualities you will enhance, but also the risks you take when pursuing your worthy goal. Takeaway 8. Take small steps forward by testing frequently to ensure your plan is solid. And finally, the 9th takeaway. Use your support system and determine who should join you on your journey and who shouldn't.